A thawing Arctic seabed is releasing massive amounts of methane gas into the atmosphere. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the discovery off the eastern Siberian coast could accelerate global warming.
When it comes to greenhouse gases, methane is far less prevalent in the atmosphere than carbon dioxide, but it's 30 times more effective at absorbing heat, so a large release from a new source is significant. An international team led by University of Alaska Fairbanks Arctic Research Center professors Natalia Shakova and Igor Semelitov detected methane's escape from undersea permafrost on the East Siberian Arctic Shelf. Shakova says the vented gas is having an immediate effect on atmospheric methane, sending levels beyond peaks of the last 400,000 years.
Concentration of atmospheric methane has never been that high. In the cold epochs, it was 0.3-0.4. In warm epochs, it was 0.6-0.7. Now the atmosphere, it is 1.7 ppm above the globe and 1.85 ppm in the Arctic, and 2 ppm and more above the East Siberian Arctic Shelf. This is unprecedented levels.
Shakova says the methane is escaping from a 2 million square kilometer area that holds vast quantities of the gas long previously frozen in seafloor sediments. Warming temperatures are credited for melting the underwater permafrost, which Shakova says could unleash a blast of methane.
I give example like a bottle of champagne. Once it is uncorked, all this gas accumulated previously under very high pressure because emissions was restricted for so long. And once it uncorked, emissions might be something like outburst or sudden releases, non-linear.
Shakova says the precise volume of methane escaping the East Siberian Arctic Shelf is hard to measure, but it's conservatively estimated at 8 million tons annually.
This is extremely significant. It's a large amount because it's comparable, almost equal, to the emission from the entire world ocean.
Shakova says the 5-10% increase in atmospheric methane over the East Siberian Shelf is on top of Arctic levels already higher than anywhere else on the planet. She says the impact on climate warming is hard to gauge, but could be dramatic. The methane research led by Shakova and Semelitov is detailed in this week's Science magazine. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.